Now, whosoever is born of God, that is, this is the new birth we're talking about. This is what the Lord Jesus said to a religious ruler. Ye must be born again. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Now, you're given a new nature, and that new nature does not commit sin, will not commit sin. My friend, that's the reason the prodigal son couldn't stay in the pig pen. He was not a pig. He was a son of the Father, and he longed for the Father's house. And if you're a child of God, and if you're a son of God, you're going to want that Father's house. You're going to long for it. You're going to want it. Now, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Now, unfortunately, that gives a wrong impression. Here, when it says he doth not commit sin, the idea is not just one act of sin, but he doesn't live in sin. We are told today that if any man sin, any Christian man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Now, it's not his will. In fact, the matter is, he makes it very clear that he wants us to live. My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And sin is anything contrary to the will of God. And when that comes into your life, what happens? If any man sin, he's talking to believers. Why, what? We have an advocate with the Father. And that's the reason he could say that if we confess our sins, who's he talking to? To believers. Now, here, what he's talking about, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. That new nature will not live in a pig pen. Never, never, friends, under no circumstances will it. For his seed remaineth in him. You have a divine nature if you're a child of God. And he cannot sin because he is what? Born of God. Now, my friend, we're talking about something that's real. We're talking about that which is genuine. Oh, I don't mean some little profession that you made when you went down and shed a few tears. The question is, have you been born of God? And again, I want to say it. I believe in the security of the believers, but I believe in the insecurity of make-believers. And it's well, I think, for us to take an inventory and to look at our lives and ask ourselves the question. Examine yourself and see whether you're in the faith or not. Are you really a child of God? Do you long after the things of God? That's the important thing. This letter I read of this poor boy, a homosexual. Somebody says he can't be a child of God. I say he can. But if he is a child of God, he's going to give it up. I say this, that a prodigal son ought not to be in a pig pen. And he's not going to live there. He's going to get out. A day will come, I'll arise and go to my father. And his father's not anywhere near that pig pen. And he's as far from it as you possibly can get. And this is important. Whosoever is born of God doth not practice sin, does not go on in sin. And you've received a new nature, and you didn't lose your old nature. That's the problem. No wonder Paul cried out, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And only the Spirit of God can deliver you. Now, if you recognize you're helpless and hopeless, and I'd say that to many today, that some sin you're down and it spoils your life, wrecked your joy, and you're miserable. May I say to you that he can and he will deliver you if you want to be delivered. If you want to get rid of that thing, if you really want to have joy in your life, you really want to serve him, if you mean business with him, he means business with you. For his seed remaineth him, and he cannot sin. He's born of God.